This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Davos, the big meeting of CEOs and world leaders at a Swiss ski resort, has been postponed amid COVID for a second year now. But the host organization, it's the World Economic Forum, today released its Global Risk Report for the world economy. It's drawn from a big survey of experts, business, and political leaders. On the list of emerging risks, extra things to worry about to go along with climate change, war, pandemic, cyber vulnerabilities. We'll look at a piece of that here. Parents are surprised to learn that children, even if they're not yet online, are at risk to identity theft and other predations. Rachel Miro from KQED in San Francisco reports.
2021 saw a massive spike in ransomware-related cyber attacks. That means huge tranches of sensitive data were stolen from all sorts of places, like school districts and healthcare providers, and then resold online. Eva Velasquez heads the Identity Theft Resource Center, the nonprofit counsels victims of identity crime.
We don't wrap our brains around that this is actually a thing. Especially parents. Really, that's one more thing I have to worry about, but it is the world we live in right now.
Velasquez says that can be hard for some parents to believe, especially if they've managed to keep their kids off social media.
There's a misconception among parents that a lot of this is behavior driven. My child doesn't engage online. They don't have social media accounts or they don't have a bank account. And I'm sorry to burst your bubble here, but that is really giving you a false sense of security. Your children do have identity credentials. You are claiming them on your taxes. They have a social security number.
She says parents should freeze their kids' credit, even though they're too young to have a credit history. Why? To prevent anybody else from, say, opening a credit card using that child's credentials. That's what retired dentist Anu Minocha of the San Francisco Bay Area has done for her 19-year-old at UCLA and a pair of 17-year-olds in high school.
Twins, yes.
It wasn't easy. The big three credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, all require copies of key documents and more. But Minocha wants to set a good example.
What do you do? I mean, that's the world we live in, right? So you can't hide under a blanket. I think you just have to teach kids how to manage that world.
Last thought, older people can be vulnerable too. I'm Rachel Miro for Marketplace.